Hello, and welcome to the Modern Homemaker Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette. I'm a mom of three and a blogger over at JeanetteGiselle.com. And in this podcast, we're going to uncover what it means to be a homemaker in the modern world. So grab a cup of coffee, because let's face it, you need it. And let's get started. Hey everybody, welcome to episode number 3 of the Modern Homemaker Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette, from JeanetteGiselle.com. And yes, guys, I know, I'm late. And I actually should call this episode not number 3, but like 2.5, because I'm not sure how long this episode is going to be. It's very ironic, but I thought it was extremely important for me to come on and explain and discuss so that you guys can see real life examples. I was saying that it was funny and ironic that this episode is late, and you know how I'm doing this episode, just kind of fly sitting in my car actually, because I was going to do originally today's episode on my schedule and creating a routine and all those things, and you know it was going to be super jam-packed with information on how to be productive in your day, but I thought that this today was actually a more realistic approach of how to go through your day and how to get stuff done, because every day is going to be different. And I've discussed this in my previous episode, I think, about every day is different. You have to be flexible. You can't just be upset because you weren't able to stick to a routine. You just have to keep moving forward, roll with the punches, and keep going, right? So I'm right now sitting mobile curbside at a McDonald's waiting for my coffee. And I figured I have probably like 10 minutes or so that I can spare to record this episode. And that's real life, guys. Taking, you know, being flexible, adaptable, creating a schedule that gives you the flexibility to still live your life and do things, but be okay when things don't go as planned. And that's what happened with me this past week that I didn't upload a new episode. Life happened. I wasn't able to upload. I didn't have the time to record because if you guys know me, I have 3 kids, you know, life happened and I got extremely busy. We're still in quarantine right now of COVID-19 2020, so life happened and I'm 100% okay with that, but I also wanted to keep pushing forward, make sure that at some point I did get this episode recorded because it's a priority to me. So as far as scheduling and routines and creating something that works for you, you have to be adaptable. Create some type of routine that can be easily modified or changed if things were to happen, if something new were to come across that you just, oh, I can't get this done today, I'm going to have to move it the next day, then that's the perfect type of schedule. That's the perfect type of routine. The ones that you can change and move around for your life. Second of all, you know, if you're getting done your priorities, the things that are most important to you, which for me is my family, then I'm okay with falling off track. And you should be too, honestly. If you're worried about superficial things, you're never gonna feel like you're done. You're always gonna feel like you're in some sort of hamster wheel chasing yourself because you're striving for perfection. And let me tell you, perfection is not attainable. But giving yourself priorities, giving yourself goals are attainable. I've laid out my goals. I've laid out my priorities. And this past week, I have been hitting those. Now, this podcast is also a priority to me. My business is a priority to me, which is why I decided I'm going to schedule it in, even if it's while sitting curbside at McDonald's, because that's the time where I found sitting here in my car, I'm by myself, I have time, I have 10 minutes or so, And because it's a priority, instead of sitting here and lounging and scrolling social media, I'm going to spend this time to do something productive. And that's kind of how you're going to be able to get stuff done. It's finding those little moments in life that give you the liberty to do what you want. And honestly, that is what I want to, my goal for this podcast, what I want to continue to preach for you guys is setting attainable, realistic goals for yourself so that you're not always chasing after, what do I have to do today? Oh my God, I don't know what to do. And be able to do the things that you actually want to do. Not just your chore list, not just, you know, your to-dos, you know, cleaning, taking care of your kids, wiping butts, but read that book you want to read. Take a shower, you know, run your own business, do something that you actually want to do. That's my clear focus. That's my goal. That's what I want to help you guys get. So I hope that, you know, my little story inspires you even just a little bit so that you guys can work hard to get stuff done in the way that is realistic for you. Okay, so I don't want this whole episode to be just, you know, another TED Talk or me trying to be inspirational or, you know, speaking in that manner. I do want to always provide you guys with actionable steps, things that you guys can do to help you guys figure out how to reach your goals, which is why another reason why I have not been able to post this week was because I'm actually creating this really cool free resource for you guys. It's a masterclass. I will probably make an official announcement for it the next episode, and if not the next episode, then the one after that. But I'm going to leave a lot of links below for my blog that has my schedules, that has checklists, that has all these things that you guys can do so that you guys can see how you guys can get started with creating a checklist, creating a schedule. And two specific blog posts that I want you guys to look into is the four schedules and routines for moms. So if you're not sure what kind of schedule works for you, or you're not really sure what kind of schedules are out there, I created this blog post that has four different types of routines that you guys can look into so that you guys can decide which one is best for you. And then I'm going to link how I clean my house in one day. So even though that is a cleaning blog post, I also give an example of what my daily schedule is like, from how I schedule in cleaning tasks and have time for other things, and including, you know, cooking, meal planning, grocery shopping, and of course, spending time on myself and my business. I mainly want to, with this episode, since it is my, I'm going to call it my 2.5 episode. My main goal is just to kind of give you guys an example of what it is to get stuff done when you feel like you don't have time to do it. So in a general sense, I didn't have time to record this episode. I couldn't find the time. I had a lot of stuff to do, but here I'm actually now driving back home. I'm deciding to use this little 15-minute break to record this episode because it's something that is important and it's a priority to me. And you have to find those little times, those little things, to those little open windows of time throughout your day to get stuff done. I do this same exact method for when I want to learn something new. So if I'm taking an online course, or if I'm reading a book, or I'm reading other moms' blog posts, then I will cut out time, for example, while my kids are taking a bath. I'm literally probably sitting right next to them on the toilet while they're taking a bath. But I'm not just sitting there and just counting the minutes as my kids finish their bath. I'm there with them and they see me, and if they need me or they want to show me something like they do all the time, then I'm there for them. But I could also watch a YouTube video. I could sit there and read my book. I can do something, spend a couple of minutes doing something that I really want to do. That is for me. And I know that when I am done with that, it's going to make me feel so much better. Making yourself feel good throughout the day, every day, is imperative as mom. Because, you know, I understand the stress and overwhelm and especially anxiety that a mom can feel when they have so much going on. And I believe that the root of that is always because we're not taking care of ourselves. When you're taken care of, then you're so much more able to take care of someone else. So, what I want you guys to do today is check out those blog posts that I'm going to link below. And then, you know, draft up a type of plan or something that you guys are comfortable with. Do the assess and prioritize that I keep rambling on. And then in the next episode, which I'm hoping is going to be next Friday, we're going to actually go over the routines and checklists that I was supposed to do for this episode. And then hopefully with you guys doing that and then me coming in with my information, we can come up with a plan together. Really narrow down what you need, how you can schedule in time for yourself, how you can schedule in time to do what you have to do and to do the things that you want to do. So thank you guys for listening to this very short and impromptu podcast episode. I hope it was actually even a little bit helpful, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye, guys. See you.